Jordan Winslade fronts River Movement, and he's joined the Antidote for a chat. Jordan, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Dave.
Now, I have to explain that I've been on an info hunt about River Movement, and I found that it had its roots in an outfit called Weather Permitting. Now, how different was the music back then compared to now?
Wow. I'm very impressed with that information that you've sourced. It's essentially, Weather Permitting was like acoustic folk rap trio that really came about very, very organically and almost accidentally in how it kind of grew. And so there are lots of similarities in that I was the main songwriter writing, you know, the rap verses and then the choruses. And then mm-hmm. the other two vocalists would sing and they would harmonize and do extra vocal parts over the top of it and add on their components and their, you know, their different flavors to the mix as well. But compared to now with River Movement, you know, what you hear is a much more big band experience, I suppose. It's a lot more full. There's a lot more instruments, a lot more people. But the origins, definitely, if you were to look at how I write songs, mm-hmm. typically, you know, it is still on an acoustic guitar, sitting down, writing it out. Sometimes, you know, just sort of freestyling, praying, writing down bits and pieces. And so it's very similar in how I create. The process is still quite similar, but it's now expanded to the point where with River Movement, at any point we could have up to 7 members on the stage. So from 3 to 7, you can kind of imagine the sound that has developed.
Now, why don't you tell us about the other band members?
Yeah, so within River Movement, we've got our lead guitarist's name is Christian Kennedy, and he's from the Gold Coast, which is southeast Queensland. So that's where we're based. Mm-hmm. So he's a local here. He'll play the guitar all day. You know, often it's hard to stop him, but as lead guitarists often are, you know. And then we have our drummer, Chris Chernside, and he's from Brisbane. So Gold Coast and Brisbane are only an hour apart. And so he was our original drummer from the transitional days from Weather Permitting to River Movement. He's been one of the driving forces behind us. And then from there, we've added in several other members as well. We have our bass player named Josh Blackburn. He's also a Brisbane boy. And then over time, we then added in his sister and his brother-in-law who have then stepped into the space. And so his sister, Beck, she plays keys, and as well then her husband, Callum. Callum has, he's essentially become, he's a multi-instrumentalist, you know, the sort of person that every band needs, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, like, to sort of then expand on that, River Movement is essentially a band, but we also have the aspect of what we do, which is also like a collective. Mm-hmm. So as we've found over the years, I've had a really strong sense from God that you know, we were called to not just stay in the one spot, but we were called to take a message of hope and light to dark places and to places that were often forgotten. And in order to do that, we needed to be mobile. Mm-hmm. And so we've often, you know, traveled around, road tripped, gone to different states around Australia. And in each of these places, we've built relationship with people who then have joined the greater collective. When we are on tour and we are traveling, we can then link in and we have people who are there that are already attached to and associated with what we're doing. So we have other members recently as well, a wonderful young lady named Jenna Huggins. She featured on one of our recent songs, and my younger brother has been involved as well. So it's you kind of get a whole plethora of people over time. And
this isn't a carload of people. This is a busload.
This is a busload. That's right. It's a busload of people. It's been really good. And adaptability is, you know, it's been something that's helped us over the years. So, yeah.
Now, this is what makes River Movement stand out. Yeah, it's rap, but you always think of a rap artist as being a solo guy.
Yeah.
But you guys, it's no way. As you've mentioned, you've got a big crowd of people performing with you. That's what makes its style so different, because it's melodic and, as you've even mentioned, often folk-based. You know, songs like Hark even reminds me of somebody like Josh Garrels. But now, does it pay to be different?
Yeah, great question. I think what we've found in the long run is that it has paid to be different. However, you know, over the years, you know, we've had times where, you know, you sort of sometimes do wish that people would catch on a little bit quicker to what we're doing. But the beauty of it has been that although we don't necessarily fit a specific lane as far as genre, we've been able to almost, you know, just through persistence and through perseverance, forge a new category or a new lane and realize that, you know, there are people who want to hear it. There are people who are excited by it and connect with it. And I think that in those moments, that gives us the encouragement to keep going. And, you know, Australia is a very small Christian music scene comparatively to North America,
mm-hmm.
where we've gone through a season in the last 10 years where all of our Christian music festivals all kind of one by one shut down. And then now new ones are starting to emerge, opportunities are starting to come. But for us, we really felt like we needed to stay the course and keep pushing through those years when there weren't the typical Christian opportunities around, mm-hmm. and play in the go through the open doors that God presented us. And I think as well, by being flexible, not just with band members, but also with genre, it's meant that we're always open to the possibilities and the opportunities that could come. And it means we are already sort of thinking outside of the box a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so in recent times, we've connected in with a few groups that have opened up some bigger opportunities for us that I wonder whether or not would have opened had we decided to conform earlier on.
I should explain to our listeners that you made my job easy tonight, because I had you choose the songs for this playlist. You know, but as a songwriter, I mean, these are your babies. Was it difficult for you to make these choices?
You've hit the nail on the head there. I had my brother with me. He'd stayed over that night. And when I was going through it the next morning, he walked in and he just saw me sitting there at the computer and he was like, what's wrong, Jordan? I'm like, I'm having a really hard time choosing the songs. I'm like, oh, man. But yeah, like it is, you know, these songs, they're not just, you know, like little sound bites that, you know, one way. Like these are reflections of what God's been doing through specific seasons and, you know, questions and creative moments contained within each song, as a lot of recording artists know. Like, there are the experiences of what happened through recording and, mm-hmm. and all of those aspects that all come into it that characterize a song. It's a vulnerable thing to release art. It's also a vulnerable thing to choose if I had to specify, you know. But I think, you know, going through this list was a cool little opportunity for me to reflect on the songs that kind of best captured our identity, our story, and also the direction that we're heading at the moment with our recent release. So yeah, I appreciated the challenge. It was a little bit of an emotional headache for me. I was like, oh, man, wow, which ones? But we got there.
You just spoke about sound bites. Now, one of your song is nowhere near a sound bite length, because you brought out a song that was really quite long, Same Power, which runs over 7 minutes. You're okay with stretching things out.
Yeah, look, Same Power is a special one in that, you know, a number of years we had been trying to gradually edge our songs back down to a reasonable length. And it can be hard, you know, rap verses that can extend beyond sometimes the typical 16 bars. You know, back in the early days, I would not mm-hmm. really count my bars. I would just write the verse. And I remember when we were preparing our first album, I was actually in Canada. I was in Vancouver, staying at my in-laws' house, and I remember I was weighing up what songs to put forward. You know, there was a couple of spots that we needed to fill, and I had this song, and I was a little bit hesitant because a lot of the time when we were playing our music, our songs had been quite metaphorical, and we'd used a lot of symbolism and metaphors and that alluded to Christianity and alluded to the spiritual journey that I was going on, and we'd been a little bit cautious, you know, because a lot of our gigs had been in secular spaces. We'd tried to be quite strategic.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember that I spent the best part of 2 weeks really just thinking and pondering and wrestling with this idea where I had this chorus same power that conquered death lives in you. You know, like, it was really specific, really overt. And, you know, ultimately it doesn't take that much to begin to unpack that. You know, you pretty quickly put your finger on the pulse with that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I just felt like quite a conviction in my spirit that there was a significance for this, and I really needed to do this. And so after thinking and praying for quite some time, I presented the song to the band, and I told them, guys, here's the template for it. Here are the structure. It is long, and I'm going to have my friend do a spoken word verse, and it's likely to blow out. You know, what do you guys think? I was really blown away. They all just said, no, it's beautiful. It's a really artistic, different type of experience. It's not less of a song, more of a moment. You know, my grandfather on his deathbed wanted to listen to that song over and over and over. Like, things that you'll never predict. You never want to say, oh, I think this will do this. You know, this song's going to have this type of reach, whatever it is, you know. And I'd really been wrestling with it. And I think it was just something that God was really wanting to show me, that when we honor the message that he's put in us and he's also wanting to release, then it's his and he can use it, you know. And that's why that song stands out. That's why I put that song in there. And it's beautiful.
What I really appreciate about Same Power is that it reflects your faith, but by using intelligent lyrics. Some of the lyrics say, you see, like, bringing a light bulb back to life is not dependent upon whether or not that bulb has might. Your brightness will not ignite unless the right insight was decided prior to lining wires tight inside that light. So you really do want the listener to spend time reflecting on what's been said.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I love painting pictures with words, you know. And in order to really capture the picture, you do need to spend time with it. You do need to sit and think about it. You know, sometimes a song like Same Power, you know, that is a bit longer, it doesn't fit the norm. I just think that, you know, you have so much contained within this. And I think that lyrically, there are lots of points that people could connect with. And we've seen that. You know, I love that you've just broken down one of my lines. We've had lots of people say, oh, we love the chorus, the harmony, you know, the sound of that. Others have said, you know, the spoken word, you know, it's really interesting. I could marvel at how God uses art, you know, all day, you know, these moments when we don't realize how people are going to connect with it. But that's our job, is just to have it available.
Jordan, as you and I were organizing this talk, you mentioned to me that you were setting up a tour for River Movement. Now, doing 4 states in Australia, that's pretty extensive. So how do you manage being away for so many dates?
Yeah, it certainly is a big undertaking for us. You know, we are an independent band. We don't have a record label. We don't have a manager. You know, this is all self-funded, self-planned, and we've gone about it all ourselves. But, you know, one of the things that we've seen over the years is that there is a real hunger and a desire for people to find and connect with others who are in the music scene, in the Christian music scene in Australia, to really reconnect and to find others like them. And we've found that over the years, as we've traveled a little bit, you know, we would do a small regional tour.
Mm-hmm.
Other times we would fly to a festival, or we would go visit family, and we would orchestrate, you know, an opportunity to do another gig. We'd find connections. In the last sort of, I'd say about 8 years, I've really felt like to keep the antenna up, you know, like keep networking with people, keep looking for like-minded people, for others, for other bands, for other organizations, and really just stay in touch, you know. So as far as building the tour itself has really formed through relationship, because there aren't necessarily many places, that many hubs or many festivals that we can gravitate towards and meet each other. This has really come about from taking steps of faith across many years and meeting people, and then now reaching out and going, well, we're ending up in South Australia, which is 4 states away.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we get there in such a way where we actually hit up, you know, other places and do other gigs along the way? And it's just worked out perfectly. It's been really beautiful to see people respond. And And then as far as managing it, you know, like it is a big thing. Ultimately, you know, it's a full day drive nonstop to get from Queensland to South Australia. It's a fair distance, you know, but if you broke that up over a couple of days, you know, you'd be still driving fairly long days. And then as far as how I manage that personally, we've actually been really blessed. I've mentioned my in-laws are from Canada, my wife is Canadian, and my mother-in-law is actually coming to stay with my wife and my two daughters while we're on the road. Normally, we would all travel together. The rest of us are all out there rotating driving and, you know, just trying to keep everyone, like, keep the morale high and the vision forefront, you know. There we go.
Got it. Now, I want to switch back into your music. We've already spoken about how many members you have in your collective, but then you also bring in guests, which really surprised me. Like when you brought in Soul Option on Know You More. What kind of flavor do guests bring to the songs?
You know, I think that one of the beautiful things about collaborating with other people is that in their own unique way, they can kind of almost elevate the message in a way that I could never do. The beautiful thing that you often see with a featured artist is that they come with their own set of experiences. They come with their own voice. They come with their own angle on faith. And in a way, it almost creates, like, you know, both sides of the coin can kind of almost be presented to people. And in the instance of Know You More, for example, Soul Option, he really pressed in to the heart behind the song. And he brought in some, you know, some biblical references and some things that I didn't quite do in my verse and I had, you know, maybe hoped I could have. But then by opening it up to someone else in an amazing kind of way, he actually captured it and he also kind of completed it in an area that I had maybe hoped I could have. So I think one thing that it does is it gives a completion to the song in a way that, you know, an artist by themselves could never quite do. And mm-hmm. It can be hard. It can be really hard to let go of, as you say, your baby, you know, to let someone else kind of have a voice in your story, in your song. But especially because we have the rap component, it's been a joy of mine to be able to cross the two worlds together, to have like the typically, you know, like kind of big band or, you know, like reggae folk fusion thing going on, and then to bring in a hip-hop component where for our rap fans, having a featured artist is a very common thing.
Mm-hmm.
But for our regular music listeners, it's less common. So one of the things that we like to do is we like to bring these two worlds together and see that beautiful collision, you know. That's why I love it. I think I'm always going to look to do collaborations. One thing I'm absolutely certain of is that we're not going to stop with that, and it's been just, yeah, added value to everything that we do.
The guests that you have on these songs, do they come with the same Christian mindset? You know, because I was wondering, a non-Christian might not be too comfortable with songs that share your faith in Christ.
Yeah, you know, great point. Most of the time, it's been quite a deliberate thing for us to collaborate with believers, or at least people who profess faith. And that's been the route that we've chosen to head down.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I'm really, really intentional with is just, I don't know, I just really try and make sure I sort of spend a bit of time with their music, you know, like what you've done with us. You know, I try to find out more about who they are. I try to pull apart their lyrics. I try to meet them if I can. I try to see who else they've collaborated with, how else they've gone about it. And if I have any kind of personal connection with it, then I just, yeah, spend time sort of just waiting on God just to see if there's a sense of, you know, anything particularly about whether or not, that's right. Or if it's a bit open-ended, then, you know, like present it to them and see what they say. And so it's, you know, it's an interesting kind of process to go about, but it's one that I love a lot. Yeah, it's a good point, but yeah, there we go.
Well, you did have another Christian artist come out to help you out on Know You More, because Reese Dersma did the mixing and mastering of the song. Reese has been a guest on The Antidote a number of times.
Oh, that is so cool. You know what? Reese is one of the guys, I would say he's probably He's one of my best friends. He's worked on almost all of our music, has gone through Reese in one way or another. He, over time, has become essentially like our producer. He's worked on the recording of certain projects, the mixing and mastering. He's been, he's done production. He's been, he's helped with arrangements. And Reese is a guy that I actually met when I was part of our previous band, Weather Permitting. It was our second ever gig, and it was probably 2012. And I remember that it was at a youth drop-in center, and we went there and we saw them play. I remember that I was just blown away with his voice. I was blown away with the sound of their music. I was like, what is going on? This is unbelievable thing. And, you know, I freestyled a little bit in the set. And afterwards, Reese came up to me, and I remember we had a chat. And he was just really, like, as I was blown away with how, you know, how his lyrics were just so well crafted and all of the thought and the, you know, the depth to what he was saying and even his performance. It's just such a different, beautiful, you know, like, slightly kind of melancholy yet also heart, like tugs on your heart. It's challenging. And I remember, yeah, like we went to talk and he was saying, how do you do the spontaneous stuff? I that's unbelievable. And I was there going, how do you write lyrics like that? And so the two of us really were there kind of admiring each other's angle on songwriting and on music. And ever since then, you know, he's just been such a big advocate for us. And I think, you know, I'd absolutely say that, you know, I would say so much of what we've done is, you know, I would give credit to him and, you know, that I feel most indebted to his generosity and his assistance over the years. He's really believed in our music. And when Weather Permitting, like, finished up, he spoke into the next thing. And I remember he actually was the one that presented an opportunity for us to record. So Reese actually recorded that first River Movement album. And ever since, you know, we've just always stayed close with Reese, and it's such a joy to see what he's doing now with all of his projects, you know, and also to see him getting a lot more work and a lot more recognition for his recording and mm-hmm. mixing and mastering abilities as well. You know, he's incredibly talented man, and yeah, I love him.
That's so cool. Another song, Immerse Me, from the Immersing Light release. It has that stripped-down guitar style. Now, Immerse Me says, immerse me, drop me down to the depth of your love. You make that so personal. Do you really find faith in God to be that intimate for you?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, the only way I can write like that is purely just coming from the rawness of my own experience. And, you know, I think we all go through times where, you know, in different ways we feel separated, or we feel distant from God, or we feel distant from where we're supposed to be. And with this song, I remember that I'd seen some years of, you know, some amazing breakthroughs had been happening in my life spiritually and in my family. You know, there'd been some really good stuff. But I remember that I just felt over a period of time how frail everything kind of was spiritually, and with my choices in life, you know, and with sin and the balance of all that, my human nature, I remember feeling so kind of just aware and like frustrated and broken with the fact that, you know, I'm like, God, I want to live consistently for you, but I see the inconsistency in my life. And when things mm-hmm. go wrong, I just remember I'd be in it, and then I'd look back, how am I here again? And I remember one day, I'm not even kidding, like I sat down and I'd been thinking about this, you know, this struggle, this frustration. And I sat down in the studio. I had a loop pedal there and I was experimenting with creating some looped guitar bits. And I got the riff. I played it. I wasn't thinking, oh, I'm making a song. I just was practicing a loop. And then as I got that little lead line on top of it, the lyrics to the song came to me within about 45 minutes. And it was almost like this overflow of my heart, you know, just recognizing, you know, from in the verse where it's saying, there's true love and more to be found. You heard it said, but you followed the crowd. Like, that's directly to do with me. Like, I know that there is true love. Like, God is love.
Mm-hmm.
And there is more that he has. I've had heard it said, but I chose to follow the crowd. And it's reflecting on my decisions and my gravitating towards, you know, the things that pull me away from God, to then move into the chorus, where then, as you say, immerse me, drop me down to the depth of your love. It's so profound. Sometimes I think that's an aspect of the spontaneous way that I write. In moments like that, you can catch these little glimpses of beauty that can come forth that really articulate well. Now, sometimes it doesn't, but in that moment it did. And I think it really came from an overflow of my own experience and my own heart cry. And I just felt like in some way that God was answering and saying, this is the place that I want you to be, like step out of the boat, so to speak, you know, like I want you to become immersed. Like there's more for you. I'm here for you. Let's go. I believe that when God's in our lyrics, the word is active in it. And I think that's part of it.
And it gives you the confidence to carry on.
Exactly right. You know, and then how incredible is it to then have opportunities to stand up in venues or in spaces, like whether it be a pub or a bar or, you know, like a market or a festival, and to be able to sing these songs and know that, you know, not only has God ministered to you through this song being written, but also that then it's then able to then be spoken out and proclaimed over others as well, and that, you know, maybe God will use it to touch other people's lives.
River Movement has released a lot of material in really just a few years. Does that mean that songwriting is easy for you?
Now, this is a funny discussion that you mentioned Reese Dersma earlier, and this is really what him and I used to discuss. We would have these back and forth debates about, you know, how to write songs. I remember there was one time that I had writer's block. I'm really stuck, and I remember I chatted with him, and he said, Jordan, go on to your, you know, your phone recordings. Do you have any song ideas in there? And I was like, oh, yeah, I do. I've got these ones here. And he's like, grabbed my phone and scrolled, and it's just like idea, 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 idea. And he said, Jordan, do you know that I spend sometimes I spend up to like 6 months crafting one song? I'm like, oh, wow. Then what I realized, I guess you could say my experience with songwriting really came from an encounter where I was on a mission trip where I was trying to finish writing songs. I was 19, and I remember I could only write choruses. And I was sitting there in Cambodia, and I was frustrated, and I sort of, without realizing, kind of asked God. I was like, God, why can't I finish writing songs? I was frustrated. And I remember in that moment, I had this thought come to my mind, and it was, why don't you try rapping? And I remember I was really thrown off by it, and I thought, was that God? Well, I hadn't rapped before. I'm like, should I? Anyway, I felt, again, I had another thought come to mind after a minute or so of wrestling with it, which was, if you trust me, I'll give you the words. So what I did was, after a couple of minutes, I started playing the guitar, and I played those four chords, and it was just like sort of spontaneous lyrics just came out, and I'd never done that before. And for about 5 minutes, and at the end of it, I stopped, and I freaked out. I had no idea what just happened, and I went to write them down, and again, I had that sentence come to my mind, if you trust me, I'll give you the words. And so from that point onwards, I always had such confidence that this can happen, that God has, you know, he's in this. And I didn't used to do it, and then I could do it. So I was very aware of his hand in it. And so I think that's where my confidence comes from when it comes to songwriting. And it's been an incredible gift, an incredible blessing. And I'm still learning, and I'm still growing with it, taking advice from people like Reese and others who can give me those little promptings to sit on an idea for a bit. But we're getting there, and it's beautiful.
Here's a final song for us to chat about. It All Goes Away grabbed me because of the bass solo, which I adore. I mean, the bass solo is even mentioned in the lyrics.
That's right.
But I want to apply this one line of the song directly to you, where it says, is the heart that you bring now winning the scene? Is that your mission, that you really do want to affect your listeners?
Yeah, definitely. That's been essentially the call that I've felt, the mission that I've had on my heart for 10 plus years, you know, the extending beyond River Movement back into the days with weather permitting and moving forward now. Yeah, that is our heart. You know, I believe that God's given us a message of encouragement and challenge and activation for Christians, mm-hmm. but a message of truth and light for people in the world, the forgotten places, the spots where people don't often go with a message of truth. You know, I feel challenged by God personally, and then subsequently also feel to encourage others who carry that to look towards the places where God might be wanting them to outwork that. And I guess that is, yeah, as you say, that is our mission, and is a bit of a small scene. But I believe that as we start to recognize that there is there are others and there is opportunity. And there's always opportunity to go and share a message of hope. So that's our goal, and that's our dream, and yeah, God willing, we'll keep doing that.
Jordan, gotta thank you for coming to The Antidote.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave. I really appreciated it.